Earlier this month, State Revenue Commissioner Amy Pitter said that preliminary revenue collections for October of 2012 totaled $1.4 billion. That's 3.3%, or $48 million, below what was taken in the same month last year. It was also revealed that for fiscal year 2013, revenues are currently $256 million below year-to-date benchmarks. Then Commissioner Pitter said that the numbers illustrate a slow recovery from the recession, and now that the fiscal cliff is looming on the horizon, it's apparent that budget cuts could be imminent. Under state law, Governor Deval Patrick has the ability to make mid-year budget revisions downward if determined necessary. And lawmakers in the Berkshires are warning about what cuts they would see most harmful. Democratic State Senator Benjamin Downing, who serves on the Senate Ways and Means Committee, said that if cuts were necessary, he'd like to see two areas spared: public higher education and local aid to cities and towns.
First of all, public higher ed has been underfunded for years, and I think it's an area that we need to be spending more on, not less. And I think that cities and towns, no matter their size, have already gone through an extensive budgeting process would be incredibly hard hit if we were to make those cuts mid-year.
Fourth Berkshire District Representative William Smitty Pignatelli, who serves on the House's Ways and Means Committee, also agreed that cuts to local aid should be avoided or minimalized. But he also stressed that it may be too early in the fiscal year to call what should be cut. Pignatelli said that the uncertainty with the looming fiscal cliff is also presenting difficulties in making projections.
But we're still not out of the woods. Massachusetts has done extremely well, but unfortunately the fiscal cliff that's being talked about at the federal level is going to trickle down to us. If the Congress can't get its act together, that fiscal cliff that the feds are going to hit is going to have a dramatic and negative impact on Massachusetts and every state for that matter.
Pignatelli said that if necessary, the state does have a healthy rainy day fund to help reduce the impact of budget cuts.
But we do have a healthy rainy day fund, so we can tap into that to lessen this blow. So I think we'll know more in the next couple of weeks overall going forward, and then when the governor's budget comes out in January, I think we're going to have a very busy year and have a lot of tough decisions to make.
Recently, a report by the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation entitled State Tax Expenditures More Than Meets the Eye said that due to a law signed in July, some tax expenditure reporting will not be included in future budgets, including two key areas: sales tax on personal and professional services and real estate sales. Carolyn Ryan, a policy analyst at the MTF, said that changes alter the state's fiscal year 2013 tax expenditures estimate from the original $26 billion to nearly half that.
So those should not appear in future budgets. So it should cut it down to $13.4 billion.
State Senator Benjamin Downing said that the estimate by MTF, which says tax exemptions are half of what the state estimates, shine a light on the fact that in tough fiscal times, it may be time to take a closer look and update the tax code.
I think there are certainly some that are good and ought to be expanded. Things like the historical rehabilitation tax credit, I think, has done great work in downtowns throughout the Berkshires and Western Mass. But there are also deductions which don't seem to make too much sense and don't stand up against strict scrutiny.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.